Good morning, everyone. Put up your hand if you made a New Year's resolution. Okay. Put up your hand really high. Don't worry, I'm not going to ask you what it was. New Year's resolution. Put up your hand if you have broken it already. Oh, dear, dear, dear. Okay, so we've broken our New Year's resolutions already. Well, our story today was talking about a promise. And it was about a promise that Anna and Simeon, these two, this old man and this old lady, they really believed that there was going to be a promise come true. But I have asked some people in church to make me a wee promise this morning, okay? So where are the people that I've asked to make me a wee promise? So where's Alan? Where's Alan? I can't find Alan, come on ahead, right? All right, Alan, come on. Let's give Alan a round of applause. Okay. And Eileen, she's made me a wee promise as well, so come on ahead, Eileen. Thank you very much. And who else have I asked to make me a promise? Yeah, I can't even remember. I can't remember. Right, let me remember, right? Yes. Yes. Oh, Paul, where's Paul? Paul. Oh, Paul, I can't believe you let me hang there. Give Paul a round of applause as well. Okay, these are very brave people, right? Very, very, very brave people. Thank you, Paul, for coming. Right, Alan, what did I ask you to do?
You didn't. You told my wife to get me to do something.
I told your wife?
Yeah.
What did I ask her to?
A tongue twister I had to do.
A tongue twister. Nice. Nice wee tongue twister, right? And you promise you'll do it?
Yeah.
Good man. Eileen, what did I make you promise?
You also asked Stephen, not me.
Works well, though, eh? So what did you promise? She promised you'd tell a joke. Yeah? You looking forward to that? All right. And Paul, what did you promise, mate?
To tell a nursery rhyme.
Was it not sing? I thought it was definitely sing. Right, so you're going to do that for me, yeah? You're going to fulfill your promise. All right, let's give them a round of applause. They're willing to fulfill their promise. That's absolutely fantastic, right? I've got a wee thing to help you to do your promise here, all right? And it's a great wee thing, actually. It just helps you really project your voice, all right? So you just basically put it in your mouth like that, all right? So do you want to give it a go there? All right. I have sterilized these in the baby's thingy this morning. All right. No, you're back. Yeah, try it the other way. Isn't that right? Then you try it that way. Go on ahead. Good man.
I'm going to throw up.
He's going to... Oh, don't worry. No, you'll be grand. You'll be grand. There is a bucket, isn't there? All right. There we go. Here you go, Paul. There we go. Is that all right? he's getting on well. What? No, you put it. What? Are you serious? Oh, is there that big a space in the bottom of your mouth? Oh, I didn't want to put them in my mouth and dirty them. Right. That's it. Well done. Oh, that's good. Oh, thank you, mate. Well done. I could have worked out really badly. Right, okay. That's good. You actually have really good teeth. All right, okay. Alan, are you ready to fulfill your promise to me?
No.
Do you want to see it? Do you need to see it, or do you know it off by heart?
I think I know it.
He knows it off by heart. What about that? All right, go for it, mate.
Seth at Sainsbury's sells thick socks. Seth at Sainsbury's sells thick socks. Seth at Sainsbury's sells thick socks.
So that's Seth at Sainsbury's sells thick socks. Do it again there.
Seth at Sainsbury's sells thick socks. Seth at Sainsbury's sells thick socks. Seth at Sainsbury's sells thick socks.
That is excellent. Well done, mate. You can take that out of your mouth. Well done. All right, Eileen, I believe you've got a joke. I believe you've got a joke for us.
Why did the toilet roll run down the hill?
Hold on a second. Biblically, we do need to ask for interpretation here. Okay.
Why did the toilet roll run down the hill?
Why did the toilet roll run down the hill?
To get to the bottom. To
Well done, let's give her a round of applause. That's a shocking joke. Absolutely shocking. This would have never happened in the cathedral. Lisburn Cathedral. It's really... Okay, Paul, are you ready? So you're gonna sing... No. He's going to say in nursery rhyme. Okay.
Empty, greasy tiger, trying at a stipe. Thank you, Lynn. And let her easy. I came from and dried up all her leg.
Okay.
Easy cider, trying not to stay again.
Well done. Well done. I take that. Thank you very much. Let's give them one more round of applause. I tell you, that's lovely. A round of applause. Right. Yous have absolutely ruined my talk because the point was meant to be that yous wouldn't do it. All right. So that's great. Well, folks, here's the point. Put up your hand again if you made a New Year's resolution. All right, so loads of New Year's resolutions. But there's things that make it really hard to keep our promises, isn't there? Like if we said we wouldn't eat Domino's pizza, it's very difficult when the smell of the Domino's comes into the house and all that sort of stuff. I'm going to show you a wee clip now about a promise not fulfilled. So here's a wee clip. Brilliant. Thank you very much. So that's a wee clip from a movie called Liar Liar. And it's about a dad who's really promised that he'll be there. But things go wrong and he has to work and he can't make his little son's party. And sometimes our intentions are so good with our promises. They're really, really, really good. But then other things crowd in and make it difficult to keep our promises. But if we move on just the next couple of slides, thank you. This verse from Numbers, I think, is amazing. It says this: God is not like people who can lie. He is not a human being who changes his mind. Whatever he promises, he does. He speaks and it's done. Listen to that. God is not like people who can tell lies. He's not a human being who changes his mind. Whatever he promises, he does. He speaks, and it's done. And folks, that is the wonderful message of this morning, that the promises that God has, and the Bible is absolutely packed full of promises. The promises he has, he always, 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 always fulfills. And that's something that we need to know from the smallest to the oldest person here. He always fulfills his promises. And in our story, if we move on to the next slide, We have this man called Simeon, and he's read the Bible, and he's believing that a really special person is going to come from God. And in fact, he's had a vision or a message from God that where God said, before you die, you're actually going to meet this really, really, really special person. But you know what? Simeon and even his friend Anna, they must have doubted because they got so old and still didn't see the promise of God fulfilled. And they must have thought, a bit like with those things in the mouth, they must have thought, God hasn't been able to pull this one out of the bag. He hasn't been able to fulfill his promise. But folks, God always, always, always fulfills his promises. And Anna and Simeon get to see this baby. Jesus shows up in the temple one day. And Simeon says, right, now I can die happy because I've seen God's promise really, really, really come true. I wonder, do you believe that God's like that Jim Carrey character in the film Liar Liar who won't show up? Or do you think he's a bit more like this person? We're going to watch just one more video. Folks, the message of this morning is that this Bible is full of promises. But our God is more like that dad than he's like the other dad. He never, ever, ever lets us down. And folks, just as we finish, here's what I want to say to you. That there's so many promises in the Bible. And they can all be believed. There's one in 1 John 2 verse 12. Where God promises, if we're sorry and we trust in Jesus, that he will forgive us. Is there somebody here that needs to know that amazing promise? In Matthew 21, verse 22, God promises that he'll answer our prayers. Do we really believe that God will fulfill his promise and honor that promise? He'll answer our prayers. In Hebrews 13, verse 5, God promises, a bit like Nemo's dad, that he will always be with us. Do we believe that promise? And finally, but there are many, many, many more, God promises he'll guide us in Psalm 32, verse 8. Let's stand together. And let's just very simply close our eyes. And let's just imagine that we're sitting on our Heavenly Father's knee and we ask him a question about something that's really worrying us or really concerning us at the moment. And maybe your question is, God, do you accept me? Maybe your question is, God, do you care about what I'm suffering? Maybe your question is, Daddy, will you really be there when I need you? And folks, just allow the Word of God to tell you the promise that you need to hear. And can I encourage you, don't let go of that promise, because it comes from your Father, who is not one that lies, not one that changes his mind, but the God that, just like that story of Anna and Simeon, always comes true. Heavenly Father, I pray for our whole church. I pray that we would be people that hear your promises and believe them. And I pray this in the precious name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And folks, just at the end of our little time here now, you're very welcome to come forward. And we have a team that would love to pray for folks and pray the promises of Jesus over your life.